finds me.
The swamp is rotting from the inside out, and the stench is getting impossible to ignore.
Yes, I know, Captain Stern. Never did there live a kinder, more generous man.
See?
Unless maybe the preschooler's prostitute ring. Huh?
A longtime Justice Department employee, Timothy Parsons, busted and charged with child pornography possession and distribution. The very agency that's supposed to hunt down these monsters now caught harboring one of their own. Then the New York Times dropped a bombshell on Rhode Island priests abusing hundreds of kids over 75 years with the church, shuffling predators like deck chairs on the Titanic while covering it all up.
The public deserves to know the truth, in my view, and they deserve to know it as a complete story, not a series of short stories that are told over time or over decades as priests are charged or as the media takes a particular interest over a certain period of time. The public deserves to know the whole story from 1950 to 2026, to see it all in its raw emotion and horror and impact.
Piling on, the cartel's black book of child buyers, allegedly kept by El Mencho himself, reportedly packed with 220 names of global power players, including some right here in the United States, scumbags placing custom orders for trafficked kids, complete with specific ages and twisted preferences.
The cartel leader El Mencho, who was just killed, had a list of all the different world leaders that were on it and who was trying to get children, because the drug traffickers make more money at trafficking children, and he has a list of world leaders and powerful people who are asking for certain kids and ages and types, and that list is what they're trying to protect right now.
And not to be outdone, the Uniparty, Congress itself, the deep state global elite filth is protecting their own while the kids pay the price.
I just think it's really disgusting how this institution protects itself, because y'all, just half of them voted to send this stuff to House Ethics, where you know it's going to die. We know that members of Congress are using taxpayer dollars to pay off sexual harassment. We just had a member of Congress literally sexually harass a woman that then lit herself on fire, and you guys all protected him. Yep. You guys all protected my own side, your side. And so if you guys want to talk about victims, if you want to go out and virtue signal, and then you guys are going to kill her stuff on the floor and then try to pass. Yeah, of course, we should subpoena all this stuff. But just, I'm not going to sit here and play games. I think it's a complete fraud. I think that's why the American people hate us. I think the midterms are coming up and everyone should go on record for this. And I hope that members are exposed for this. I hope it goes back, I think, to the 70s, because it's wrong that it's happening. It's wrong that we cover up for it. It's wrong that we can't center our own side because people are busy making deals because you guys don't want to center your side. It's a deal that's been cut and people hate us for it. So yeah, I support it.
You know, Congress has paid over $17 million in hush money for sexual misconduct inside of the offices in these buildings. And what's more is that was taxpayer money, right? The allegation is that President Trump paid $130,000 of his own money. But here in Congress, we have, there may be some on this dais. I mean, I'm for turning loose all of these records. Who in here has had the taxpayer pay for their sexual misconduct charges, the hush money? I bet there's some over there. There may be some over here. I don't know, but I do know it's taxpayer money. And I do know not a single penny of it has been turned in as a campaign finance expense.
From DOJ insiders to cartel traffickers to Capitol Hill payoffs, the pattern screams one thing into the noonday sun. The powerful shield the predators because too many of them are the predators themselves.
How do we do it to where we hold people accountable but still keep the system from collapsing, as you talked about earlier?
Let the system collapse. A system run by twisted power pedos is no system at all.
He's nothing but a low-down, double-dealing, backstabbing, larcenous, perverted worm. Hanging's too good for him. Burning's too good for him. He should be torn into little bits and pieces and buried alive.
John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
We have the widest selection of patriot apparel and some of the best designs.
I shut out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of T-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor, live from the swamp this time. I'm actually not on the road today, which is something a little bit different. But yes, back in the D.C. swamp. But who isn't here in the D.C. swamp? It's the U.S. Senate and members of Congress who still have not passed the SAVE Act, unsurprisingly. Probably not going to unless we just keep harassing them. And I mean, it's the most common sense legislation of my lifetime. But apparently that is just something that people like John Cornyn, for example, desperately do not want to pass. I mean, keep in mind, there are a lot of Republicans that rely on rigged elections and BS votes in order for them to keep getting back in. I mean, look at somebody like Lisa Murkowski, for example. If it wasn't for the rigged ranked choice voting system in Alaska, she would have been fired a long time ago. But yeah, we'll get into that and more a little bit later in the show. But I want to start it off with some we have some breaking news here out of Kansas City. It looks like the airport is being evacuated. You can see there's some video coming out of just thousands and thousands of passengers flowing out of the airport, even onto the tarmac. And this is allegedly, it's what's being called a serious incident, a credible bomb threat, at a time when Democrats still haven't funded DHS, and there's no sign of them doing so anytime soon. All these people, I mean, the tarmac of an airport is a very secure area. They are not just going to throw people out there for nothing. You'd imagine that airports get bomb threats fairly regularly. And you don't ever typically see a reaction quite like this. So we'll keep monitoring that situation. We don't have any updates on it. We do know that the bomb squad, FBI, DHS, or what's left of the skeleton crew of DHS is sweeping that airport right now. There've been no detonations or anything. But guys, this isn't the first bomb threat. Actually, the one that happened yesterday was not a bomb threat. It was an attempted bombing in New York City. An attempted terrorist attack against anti-Islam protesters by, you guessed it, a bunch of Islamists. They ran out there and threw what has now been confirmed just in the minutes leading up to this. A nail bomb with a lit fuse that thankfully didn't go off. The man was shouting Allahu Akbar. But as we, as usual in New York City, the motive is unknown. The motive is unknown. I have no idea what the motive could possibly be. A Muslim guy lighting a bomb and throwing it in a group of anti-Islam protesters. Motive unknown, guys. Motive unknown. Sorry. Just don't know if we'll ever be able to get to the bottom of that one. Yeah, I want to play a couple of these with sound. That way you can hear how chaotic this scene was at the time. You had cops everywhere. You had, obviously, the anti-Islam protesters everywhere. You had media there covering it as well. I mean, this guy was ready to just start it indiscreet. He didn't care who was caught in the crossfire, who was hit by these nails that would... Obviously, that's the whole point of a nail bomb. You have some sort of explosive ordnance inside of it. You light the fuse, throw it, it explodes, and people get their brains blown out by flying shrapnel, in this case, nuts, bolts, and nails. And so I want to go ahead and play this one for you guys. Let's see here. Clip number 11, guys. Yeah, and as you could hear in that video, along with the men screaming Allahu Akbar, you could also hear another self-hating white liberal woman screaming, "Who is your emergency contact so that we can get you out of jail?" Probably the woman would have been killed by the bomb too. Or have a statement from Zohran Kwame Mamdani, the Ugandan mayor of New York City, who said, today in response to yesterday's protests outside of Gracie Mansion, that's the governor, or the mayor's official residence, Mayor Mamdani released the following statement. And this is how he went with it. This is the way that he decided to go, which is, this is not going to surprise any of you. Yesterday, white supremacist Jake Lang organized a protest outside Gracie Mansion rooted in bigotry and racism. Such hate has no place in New York City. It is an affront to our city's values and the unity that defines who we are. What followed was even more disturbing. Violence at a protest is never acceptable. The attempt to use an explosive and hurt others is not only criminal, it is reprehensible and the antithesis of who we are. So, Mamdani had to put in this statement first, he had to condemn the white supremacists that were out front before he got to, you know, this light condemnation of Islamic foot soldiers going out and attempting to murder them with bombs. It's just, it's beyond parody at this point. And you guys aren't hearing anything about this. You're hearing nothing about it in the legacy media. I don't even know if I've seen it on Fox. I typically monitor the news throughout the day on multiple different channels. I don't even think Fox News has carried this. There would have been a dozen plus casualties if that thing exploded yesterday. But it was created by a bunch of cavemen that shouldn't have been here to begin with. And although that they're U.S. citizens, supposedly, the names of these people, which Mom Donnie didn't bother to mention, it tells you the whole story. Emir Balat and Ibrahim Kayumi. Not exactly the most American-sounding names ever, and that proves, again, just because you are born on the land by people that shouldn't have been here to begin with, you're not an American. We'll be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public that's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out, sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world. Has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger. Pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think of methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on it since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
the InfoWars Sunday briefing. You know, we're going to stick on this topic for just a little bit because it keeps getting worse. And this is all happening in real time, guys. This show was live. We cover the news as it comes in, and it's definitely coming in. If you look at the way that the local media in New York in particular, which is even worse than what you see in the national legacy media, this is the way that NBC New York is characterizing an Islamist throwing a bomb at anti-Islam protesters. Quote, multiple arrests made after, quote, suspicious devices found outside Gracie Mansion, the home of Mayor Zohran Mamdani, during anti-Islam rally and counter-protest. The masters of spin. I say the masters of spin. They're really not very good at this. I mean, people see right through this garbage, and it's the reason why nobody trusts the legacy media anymore. I mean, you would have to already be brainwashed to read this. I guess if you don't read beyond headlines, then maybe it'll get you. And so they're preying on people like that don't actually click the story. They just read the headline and think, oh my God, somebody tried to kill Mamdani. No, in reality, it was one of Mamdani's guys that tried to kill people outside Mamdani's mansion. So I wasn't even particularly close to the mansion, which is the stupidest part about it. It was like across the street and down the block. So, I mean, the whole thing is dumb. But luckily, there was a community note put on this. As you guys can see right there. Maybe. There we go. The bombs were thrown at anti-Islam or anti-Muslim protesters, not by the anti-Muslim protesters, as this post in the story would lead you to believe. Witnesses say at the time, the attackers shouted, Allahu Akbar, as they threw bombs at the protesters. So, yes, again, NBC New York, NBC in general, just enemies of the people. You shouldn't take them seriously with just about any story they put out. So, but, of course, over the last week as well, we did see that terrorist attack out there in Austin last week that we covered on the show last week, where a guy wearing a Property of Allah shirt shot up a bar, killed some people in their 20s, and then he was, of course, wearing an Iranian flag undershirt. Haven't heard much about that for the rest of the week, of course. But then you had this Southwest Airlines flight. Flight 2094 from Nashville to Fort Lauderdale that had a serious bomb threat on board. That's clip number 21, guys. Stand up. Yeah, and as you can see, like tactical officers had to come on board and they stormed the aircraft upon landing and detained a passenger, which, weird. I couldn't have possibly guessed that the passenger would look like that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that would have been the person making the bomb threat at 25,000 feet, forcing the plane to land over what? Who knows? Maybe we won't even hear why he did it. I don't know. But we don't need to live like this. I don't know how many more times we have to say that. It's like we continued letting these people in the country over and over and over again. And sometimes it's not even them that was let into the country. It was their parents. And they were merely anchor babies, which hopefully we're going to get that Supreme Court decision here soon, where President Trump really wants to ban birthright citizenship. End it. Because that's how these people, and that's why we can't deport them. It's the same with the Somalis out there in Minnesota. It's not easy to deport them because a lot of them were born here to illegal parents, and they technically have citizenship just by being born on the land. Being born on the land does not make you American. I don't care what the current definition of it is. I don't care that you think you're entitled to citizenship just because you were born a few miles across the southern border. And hopefully it'll get to the point where President Trump can end birthright citizenship. And there's an argument to be made that he might even be able to do it retroactively, which would be great. I know they'll fight it in court till the end of time. It might be possible. I think it's much more possible. That they'll hopefully end birthright citizenship and at a minimum make it so that it is retroactive to the point where President Trump signed that initial executive order to do so. And even Thomas Massie, who is seen as an enemy of President Trump, or at least President Trump sees him as an enemy, wrote a brief to the Supreme Court to support the argument against ending birthright citizenship. And we might have an update here. I'm just checking on the situation in New York once again. Okay, yeah, so Fox News is now confirming that an IED was thrown and the suspects yelled, "Allahu Akbar," while trying to bomb anti-Islam protesters. They're quite late on that. I mean, I said all of this, including the names, last night on X. So finally, they're getting around to it. But look, you know, we've also got the situation at the airport in Kansas City. I'll give you guys a little bit of update on that. It is still on lockdown. The FBI on scene, sweeping the facilities out there. They're not giving too many details, though. I don't know if it's because they don't have many details or they're figuring out how to release those details. And because at the end of the day, they don't want to do the terrorist work for them and start terrifying passengers just based on a hoax or something like that. But it seems like they are believing that whatever is going on out there, it has at least a little bit of credibility, because as I said, they would not be evacuating this entire airport, barring flights from landing there and from taking off. There's a full ground stop as well. This has been going on for about an hour now. And operations are so far not resuming. So we're going to keep an eye on that. But what we're really going to do is I want to talk a little bit after the break here about what's going on in Texas. We had some huge wins last week on Tuesday out there, and some potential wins. Sounds like President Trump was about to back John Cornyn, and that may not be happening now because Ken Paxton pulled a legendary card out of his hat that might just change everything. We'll see. We'll go over that a little bit right after the break. Thank you.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15, 20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke. In the 50s, they said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off, regular customers 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation, total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two, the same formula but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
System of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. The SAVE Act has obviously been one of the biggest, I don't know why, one of the most difficult pieces of legislation that should be like super simple to pass. But for some reason, we just can't do it. It's an 80-20, if not higher than 80-20 issue. But it doesn't matter for some reason to these Senate Republicans. I'll put Republicans in quotation marks because although we technically have the majority, it seems nothing can get done. And in order for nothing to be able to get done, you'd have to have a hell of a lot of Republicans siding with Democrats, right? You had John Cornyn come out earlier this week and say that he supports the SAVE Act or the Save America Act, but he stopped short of saying that he would vote to enforce the talking filibuster until there was a crap ton of public pressure put on him by pundits and Ken Paxton, his opponent down there in the U.S. Senate race in Texas. President Trump came out and said that he was going to be soon making an endorsement in that race, and he called on whoever wasn't endorsed by him to drop out immediately after the endorsement was made public. However, President Trump still hasn't made that endorsement. And we're going to see why in just a second here. But I also want to show, if you guys have that Ken Paxton statement by chance, the one that I've sent. Yeah, where you can see Ken Paxton called the bluff here and said the Save America Act is the most important bill the U.S. Senate could ever pass, and I'm committed to helping President Trump get it done. I would consider dropping out of this race if Senate leadership agrees to lift the filibuster and passes the Save America Act. John Cornyn is a coward who has refused to support abolishing the filibuster to pass this bill. Now fake news reporters and the establishment are trying to destroy me with misinformation. For the good of the country and the good of passing President Trump's agenda, I am determined to help him get this done. Which is really, I mean, this was a hell of a move. It pretty much stopped Trump in his tracks on going forward with that endorsement that everybody saw coming. He was pretty much guaranteed to endorse Ken Pack or John Cornyn earlier this week. I mean, this was I don't know who came up with the idea to do that, but it's possibly working, and now the odds are moving back closer to 50-50 because President Trump has been making call after call after call for Congress to pass the Save America Act. And it still hasn't been done. Clip number 18.
I have a new one to add. Voter ID. The Democrats don't want to give us voter ID because they want to cheat. The only way they can cheat is if they look. We can stop them so easy. You know what they say? We don't want voter ID because it's racist. Okay? That's a good one. It's racist, no. I'll tell you what, when they look at the polls, 95% of the people want voter ID. Then you have proof of citizenship. So we want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. For you to vote, let's prove that you're an American. So please, proof of citizenship. They're fighting that. They're fighting that. And then we don't want to have mail-in ballots where they're mailed in from all parts of the place. Mail-in ballots are crooked as hell. We're the only country in the world that used this type of mail-in ballot, the only country in the world. I'll tell you what, Republicans have to win this one. We'll never lose a race. For 50 years, we won't lose a race. We want voter ID. We want proof of citizenship. And we don't want mail-in ballots except for the military far away, except for people that are ill, disabled, or people that are away. Even for a vacation, we'll be generous, okay? Other than that, we don't want mail-in ballots because mail-in ballots, they cheat. Without tariffs, what would you do? You know what? Everybody would be bankrupt, everybody. The whole country would be bankrupt. And I have to wait for this decision. I've been waiting forever, forever. And the language is clear that I have the right to do it as president. I have the right to put tariffs on for national security purposes, countries that have been ripping us off for years. You know what they were doing? Using tariffs.
But we're also getting ripped off by Democrats who are cheating elections all over the country. So we're not just getting ripped off on the tariff side, President Trump. As you know, we are getting, they're continuing to steal our elections, and they're going to steal elections in 2026 if we don't get this done quickly. Right? I mean, the demands aren't very difficult here. I mean, voters must show ID. Voters must show proof of citizenship in order to vote. No mail-in ballots except for military, really. I mean, these aren't really that, they're not controversial demands. Again, not controversial demands. President Trump actually released a statement this morning pushing even harder on this, saying that he will not sign any bills that come from the U.S. Senate unless the Save America Act is with it. And I hope that that ends up being the case, minus the DHS funding bill. We should probably get DHS reopened. You know, maybe we'll make an exception for that one. But there's really nothing else that we need to be focusing on here. Besides mass deportations, obviously. And we'll talk about that more coming up in the next segment. But these things that Democrats say aren't happening keep happening all over the country. And again, the FBI just swooped in and made an arrest of a foreigner caught voting illegally in the last five presidential elections. So 20 years worth of voting, at least. Clip number 17.
Attorney in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania arrested a 50-year-old man from Mauritania who's not a citizen, is illegally here in this country, who voted five times. Oh. Five elections, or allegedly voted in five elections. So this is exactly why we need to bring about confidence. So that's one thing. We also, good Lord, we need to fund Department of Homeland Security. We have a domestic threat on the rise because of what's happening.
Yeah, and that was in Pennsylvania. We have North Carolina that was just announced this morning, I believe, another arrest for another five presidential elections that were voted in by a foreigner. And we're just scratching the surface. If they are able to get away with, you know, Democrats want to come back and they say, oh, well, they were arrested because there were safeguards in place. Okay, well, why didn't the safeguards work for the other four presidential elections that these foreigners voted in? And their votes counted. There's no going back and taking the votes out, right? So it's crazy. How many presidential elections are acceptable for foreigners to vote in? You can't excuse this stuff. And that's why when Democrat states and cities hiding their voter rolls, that's why it's so suspicious. We would have caught this a lot earlier if they would hand them over. But we'll be right back after this because, you know, we got to talk about the big change up at DHS. Stay tuned, guys.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. And I've been telling this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer when they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen us with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document. The potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com if you're a VIP member for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now. You get our Ultra Methylene Blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
Sunday briefing. Obviously, as you guys have, I'm sure, heard, there was a little bit of a shakeup at DHS this past week. I knew Kristi Noem pretty well. I know that she was, even behind closed doors, I mean, was a huge hardliner on illegal immigration. Had she been allowed to, she would have gone much, much harder on illegals and not worried about the negative press of her personally or of the operation. I mean, she had all of her men behind her. The ICE agents were, they loved the fact that they were able to do their jobs again. The Border Patrol agents loved being able to do their jobs again. I mean, you had... If you guys saw my reporting a while back, you saw that Greg Bovino was sidelined. That was not Kristi Noem's decision, because he was on the same page with her the whole time about just rounding them up and sending them back. Okay? I personally don't care how long you've been here. If anything, that just means that you've broken the law for a lot longer. I mean, that's not a pass to get away. So the news of her firing, I mean, we kind of knew it was coming for a few weeks. I mean, it was leadership in, both houses had a lot to do with it. So, I mean, we had some warning that it was coming. They were privately lobbying for it and such. And, you know, it's disappointing in a way, but you don't yet know a lot about Mark Wayne Mullen coming in. He's only been in the Senate for a few years, right? He's pretty new. Not a lot on the record about undocumented immigrants, illegals. Speaking of that, actually, just a little side note here. That Democrat Senate candidate down there, he invented a new term for illegals, undocumented Americans. That James Tallarico guy, undocumented Americans, is what he is now calling them, which is just they're so disconnected with the people. But I want to play you a little clip from Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. He hasn't said a ton yet. He hasn't done any interviews about being selected as the next DHS secretary, but he seems like a pretty good guy. Clip number one, guys, where he talks about his reaction, his initial reaction to being tapped for DHS secretary.
Quinn Mullen live. Let's listen in.
Don't support me. I'm going to be laser focused on getting that done.
Senator, I just want to really quick, what was your first reaction to just the news that you were nominated for this position? Just amidst everything and that's
humbling
happening.
Humbling because I had to call my dad, and because it happened quick, right? I had to call my wife and call my dad both, and it's just, you know, pretty humbling when you start thinking about it. A little kid from West Oklahoma gets to serve in the president's cabinet. That's pretty neat. So, thank you, guys.
How did you find out? Do you have the truth?
And I think I just like a really initial question. I mean, there's so many things that's happening within DHS. What would be your main objective or goal?
We're gonna get focused on that, and we'll get back to you on certain details.
Yeah. When do you expect me?
Were you surprised, Senator?
The phone call I got from the president was right before the statement went out.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, so a little more clarity there on when he found out. He says he got the call from the president right before the Truth Social post went out. So that gave him about 30 seconds, I would think, Molly, to kind of process all of this. And, you know, it's the sort of thing where President Trump, obviously, is very close to Mullen. He probably mentioned it to him a couple of times. But I know that when the president asks you to do something and you're a loyal member of the party, you just drop everything and say yes.
That, and I'm sure that Senator Mullen explained that he would be.
Yeah, that information has now been confirmed. We got a random call from the White House switchboard and said that President Trump wanted to talk to him because President Trump had made up his mind that he wanted Mark Wayne Mullen in there. Some of the arguments that could be made for that, he's easily confirmable, might. The politicians up here in D.C. want to turn down the temperature, which in reality, turning down the temperature just means, dare I say it, less deportations. It means worst of the worst, only going after people who have been convicted of violent crimes or of many small crimes. We don't exactly know what the term means. We just know that it means the guy that's running an illegal taco stand parked illegally out on the National Mall here, not paying any taxes to the government, driving illegally, running into cars because they don't know how to drive. They can't read the street signs or anything like that. It just means that they have less of a chance of getting deported. I mean, in reality, you could have the feds that would run over there real quick and just round them all up and send them back. It would really be that easy. But they don't seem to really want to be doing as much of that anymore leading into the midterms, which is, we'll see. I'm not passing judgment on Mark Wayne Mullen yet. I haven't been able to talk to him personally. He hasn't really said much yet about the direction of DHS, and it's pretty much a done deal that he will be confirmed, and he'll be confirmed quickly. He's a sitting U.S. senator, not one that's controversial, and he only needs 51 votes, or 50 plus one, because the vice president can break the tie on that one. You know, but this is the kind of stuff that they're up against as well. The DHS is not just up against illegals and violent gang members from Chicago that are targeting them. They're also up against dumb white liberals. And I just got to show you this video. A lot of you guys know that I was outside covering all of the stuff happening in Portland, outside of the ICE facility in Portland. I took one of the burning American flags from one of them, and I actually still have it in back there. I'm going to have it displayed at some point. Somebody there last night decided, because they're there every single night, 365 days a year. These people do nothing. They're well-funded for some reason. You are probably subsidizing them with your tax dollars because most of them don't work. Either they don't work or this is their work. It's one of the two. So they're probably paid by an NGO or through food stamps and EBT and welfare and whatever the hell else. But one of them tried to burn another American flag outside the ICE facility and actually lit themselves on fire. Clip number three. Some of these leftists, man, they handle fire worse than the Neanderthals who discovered fire for the first time. And this isn't the first time they set themselves on fire. This was one of the first times that there's been a pretty high quality video of it happening. And, you know, if Portland PD try to come after me at some point for putting out that burning American flag in the street, I'm just going to show them this video. Be like, okay, so we're going to let these Neanderthals set each other on fire? I mean, I guess, if that's what they want to do, maybe I shouldn't be the one to stop them. Maybe just let them. This is Darwinism at its finest. You know, so anyway, guys, it's been a week. I mean, we could probably spend another hour talking about the other stuff that's happened in the past week, especially with the fallen soldiers. I want to give them a shout out. The ones who lost their lives in Operation Epic Fury out there in Kuwait. Hopefully they'll be the last ones. But if this continues on and on and on and on, they probably won't be. So pray for their families. Pray for the troops that are still over there in harm's way. And definitely pray for their families. I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. Absolute hell. Thank you for joining us on the InfoWars Sunday briefing. I am Nick Sorter. We'll be here again next week, same time.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.